Welcome to Haunted Meat, the podcast for strange and unusual and magical people who want to learn how to use fitness as their magical powers to shape their reality, transform their bodies, make magic happen, create energy, the alchemy of energy, magic, and stuff. I'm your host, Melanie Black, and today we're going to be talking about the magic of mood. Your mood. What kind of mood are you in right now? All right, today we're going to be talking about mood magic. What kind of mood are you in right now? What are you feeling? What are you doing? What you doing right now? Think about your mood, okay, or the last time you were in a good mood, or a bad mood, or a happy mood, or a sad mood, or a melancholy mood. First things first, let me tell you that, number one, I believe that you are entitled to have whatever mood you choose. You don't owe it to anybody to be in a happy mood, or a bad mood, or whatever kind of mood the social obligation expectation from others is. Forget about it. It's all about your mood and what you want. Second thing I believe is that magic is real and that you have real magical powers and that you have the magical powers to change your mood. Now, that said, no, I am not anti-Western medicine. I understand depression is a real thing and things are real, but also I believe that magic is real and that you have more power than you give yourself credit for. Let me prove it to you. When you are in a bad mood, and you listen to a good song, do you feel better? Heck yes, you do. Music is powerful mood magic. Music is powerful mood magic. You know what else is powerful mood? What else is powerful mood magic is movement. Moving your body, yes. Whatever mood you're in, it is not the result of what you will do, it is the result of what you have done. So if you've been slouched over in a lump and dehydrated for the past 8 hours, chances are you're going to be in a terrible mood, and there is nothing wrong with you. And if you want to be in a terrible mood, if that is the mood that you are choosing for today, that is totally fine. But if you want to change it, you can. You can change it instantly by getting up, moving your body, taking some deep breaths. Breathing is powerful mood magic. Movement is powerful mood magic. Music is powerful mood magic. All right? You have these powers. You know it. But sometimes you forget. Sometimes we forget our own power. Sometimes we forget our own magic. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to remember that you do have this power, that you do have this magic. And you can change your mood depending on what mood you want to be in. You can watch a sad movie if you want to be in a sad mood. You can watch a melancholy movie or listen to melancholy music. You can choose to fast and starve yourself if you want to find that mood, right? If you want to find that weird, transcendental, pious kind of a mood. It is up to you. Life is a glorious, magical place. Energy is real. Magic is real. And you have real power to change what you do and how you do. And I want you to remember that you have this power. Don't feel like you are stuck. Don't feel like you are a victim to your moods. Oftentimes, all we need is the basics. The basics are really powerful mood magic. I'm talking about sleep. I'm talking about water. I'm talking about food. These basic things, if your needs are met, you will generally have a more pleasing mood to yourself than if they are not met, right? All of these basic needs that we as humans have, oftentimes we forget them. We get so wrapped up in the cognitive daily grind, the tactile universe around us, we become reactive beings to whatever flotsam and jetsam floats our way and smacks us around in the face, and we forget that we have this powerful magic, and we have autonomy, and we have choices, and we have the ability to change our mood depending on what we want, not about what other people want. I don't understand this constant quest people have for eternal nonstop happiness. It's silly. The world, your brain has a phenomenal spectrum of different moods. Why not explore out all of them? Why wouldn't you? Like an artist, you are creating your own self and your own design. And why would you just use one color? There are many moods to choose from. You can be in a sexy mood. You can be in a sassy mood. You can be in a exploratory, adventurous mood. Whatever you choose, whatever you want, it is valid. The mood that you seek is valid. Your magic, your power is real. And that is what I want you to remember today. This is Coach Melanie Black, coming to you from the Nerd Gym in Tucson, Arizona. If you are lucky enough to be in Tucson, please stop in, say hello, give us a visit, give us a like on the social medias, the Facebooks, the Instagrams. We are the Nerd Gym, and we are a fortress of powerful magic nerd warriors. And if you would like to join us or check out a class, let me know. I would love to invite you to our magic parties that are called fitness classes out in the real world. All right. I will see you there, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.